The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh shit, what the fuck is happening, people? It is Tuesday, the 24th of September. Where does the fucking time go? Up your arse. Here we are, just recording. It's 9:45 in the morning. This was supposed to be at about 6:30 in the morning. But what I had planned was I'll go to bed early and I'll sleep, you know, through to 6 or so. And then my phone will go off and I'll jump out of bed like, yeah, who am I, Mark Wahlberg? And then what happened was I had very broken sleep, probably in the fear that I had to get up at 6 o'clock. And then I woke up at like 4 and 5 and whatever. And then I fell asleep and then I ended up getting up at 9. Because I've got no boss and I also have no willpower. So here we are, recording it slightly later than scheduled. What's the word? Schedule? Fuck it. Here's what gigs I'm doing coming up, guys. You ready for this? The tour is in fucking motion. The tour is happening. Got the UK dates coming up soon. We have Scotland on the 3rd. I know people are probably like, that's no fucking the UK, you cunt. I don't know. I have to get on a plane, so therefore, whatever. We're coming to Glasgow on the fucking 30th of September. The hotel's booked, the flights are booked, and we're getting it booked, basically. It's in the Oremore, it's a big venue. We've got a fucking decent amount of tickets sold already, but now it's the time, guys. Now it's the time to really push that on, because, you know, it's big. It's a big venue. It's twice as big as any venue I've done in Glasgow. And then of course we have we've got the Liverpool show and the Manchester show there back to back. That's 14th and 15th. Get your fucking tickets to that, bro. Hot Water Comedy Club and Frog and Bucket, you know, legendary spots. And I'll have some tour shows under my belt coming in there hot, and I tell you what, it doesn't take me long to fucking polish that fucking turd, let me tell you. Did a show on Pug Uglies last Thursday. I was like, oh, this is a bit all over the place. Rewrote it straight into Enniskillen on Saturday. Murder. You know what I mean? I don't know. Probably something horrendous like that has happened in Enniskillen, so I apologize for doing that. It's fairly insensitive. But yeah, that show was fucking unbelievable. Thank you to everyone who came out to that. But yeah, the tour is in motion. So let's just get on it, guys. You know what I mean? Get some tickets. Come see me. Aaron is doing support for most of the tour dates. So it's all good. Liverpool, Manchester. The London shows, there's two shows in one night. Now, I'm going to have to go backstage and get inside one of those fucking, like, Michael Jackson cryogenic fucking chambers just to recover after talking for an hour. You know what I mean? I'll go backstage and be like, oh, darling, I'm physically exhausted for talking for 50 minutes. Aaron's coming on those dates too. He's going to do a wee bit of time up front. Just to mix it up, guys. You know, I'll sneeze on fucking Mike. I don't give a fuck. That's why we're here doing a podcast by ourselves. We don't have to answer to anybody. You know what I mean? Well, Bro. Quite the jump in volume there. I don't know what happened. Apologies for that. Or maybe it was just on my headphones. I have no idea. So yeah, that's all happening. The second night at the SSE is on sale. There's billboards going up. Because we could probably get away without having billboards. But then the production or the promotional company were like, you can't be doing two nights at the SSE. And I cracked my fingers and I sneezed on Mike because I'm gross. You know, if you were ASMR, MSNBC, what is it? If you're one of those people, you'd be fucking, you know, clawing the fucking bean off yourself. That's nice, isn't it? What a phase that was. Anyway, we'll get that in a minute. So yeah, we're doing some billboards for that, so that'll give it a push. We've got Christmas, whatever. That'll probably sell out. We'll do two nights there. And that's fucking all I have to really mention at the minute. We're going to sort out a massive dump of merch for the SSE show, but then also keep your eyes peeled because, you know, things are happening in the merch world, you know? So that's really about it. Lavery's, of course, is back on the 2nd of October, 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. Next one is ridiculous. Mickey Bartlett's emceeing, Dave Elliott's supporting, and Danny O'Brien is coming in to do a show, fresh off the Fringe. He's the guy who, he was in Lavery's a few months ago, but he is the guy who warmed up for Bill Burr whenever he came to Dublin last time. So isn't that fucking magnificent? I'm going to play this intro and neck this coffee like a goddamn savage. You ready? Okay. We're rolling.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah! It nearly did it. The new coffee machine is fully operational, and the caffeine levels have gone through the fucking roof, mate. Through the roof. Every day, going to bed with both traps absolutely rock solid. Just, but here we are. We're awake, and I'm dressed like a Teletubby, and we're in the country, and we've had a bit of delayed sunshine in the summer. So, obviously, you know, without fail, there is a man mere meters away from me spraying shit all over a field, and I'm not used to that, you know, my whole life. And then I come down to the country and I see him cut the grass and then immediately spray shit all over it, and it just begs the question, do you think the grass would be okay in Northern Ireland? Do you think if you just didn't cut, first of all, the system that you have in place to collect the shit all year? Oh, how's it going? Oh, fucking class. I'm sure I'm fucking, I've a shed full of cattle there, and they're shitting down slats on the floor. And we collect the shite all year, which is, you know, handy. I've got it all on site. It's right next to the house, you know, so I fucking wake up in the morning and the stench of shite would fucking kill you. It literally would kill you. It has killed people. You know, when they collect their shit and then fucking people, you know, the fucking fumes off it, you get too close to it, it literally kills you. Imagine, I mean, fuck me, like, let me just keep a fucking big tank of fucking shite death right beside the house. Oh, collect my shite, but here, don't be walking near it, because the stench will quite literally kill you. Horrific. But they're spraying that all over the field, and I'm like, listen, it's Northern Ireland. It is a plush place. I don't know if that word is used in the right context here, but it will pish down. You know, it's probably got good soil, good temperature. You know what I mean? It's a very fertile, wet place. It's the vagina of the world. Put that in your fucking sign outside Belfast City Airport. Welcome to Belfast, vagina of the earth. Yeah, he's spraying shit. I mean, the grass would be fine, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's not like he's going to get, and also, you're not growing anything. It's just grass. It grows up. He cuts it. Fucking right. Pump that back. It's just this never-ending cycle of what for? They'll cut the grass there and just wrap it in a fucking bin bag, and then we feed it back to the cattle, which then creates more shite. They shite. It goes down into the slurry tank. I keep that. Pump the shite. I literally have a machine. A heavy piece of machinery they'll suck the shit out of the tank and then squirt it all over a field. And they'll bring the cows back in and the cows are eating it. And you can see in their face, they're like, what the fuck? That's a bit gamey, isn't it? And I'm like, fucking tricked you. I tricked you. You've been eating your own shit the whole time. Shite and grass. As if you're going to turn up next year and be like, oh, Jesus, look at this arid fucking land that I have here because it's neglected to spray the shite all over it. Now it looks like the fucking, like fucking Death Valley. I think it would be okay, sir. You fucking idiot. Anyway, that's just a personal grievance for me at the minute. You know what I mean? Christ. Anyway, it's been a positive week. Me and Armin Khan, I talked about it briefly last week. We've been reading our fucking, our wee book there, Atomic Habits. And we're getting real fucking like, what's the word? Inspirational to each other. You know, the relationship between me and Aaron or me and Mickey or, the fuck triangle of liver disease there. Was always like, fuck, don't be a fucking gaylord, no, just fucking do this, act sure, we're only here, have three McDonald's, act fuck it, sure, get the pints in, YOLO, you know what I mean? And those days are over, you know, the inspiration has flipped on its head, now it's like, hey, what are you doing in the morning? What do you mean? I'm just checking to see what you're doing in the morning. I'm going to eat porridge and go for a run, fucking good, and then keep the food good all day. So, for the last week or whatever, I'm basically using the Lavery's as like a bit of a progress chart type thing. We've been eating very clean, training, and just keeping each other on track, you know what I mean? You know, he's writing a journal, you know, you got this fucking thing, you wake up in the morning, you're like, three things that I'm grateful for, you know? And you fill that in and you do all that shit, and then you get to the end of the day and you go, what could have went better? Which is so wanky, like, but, you know, some days you can just let your days bleed into the next one and you don't even know where the fuck you're at. I do that especially with Lavery's, because I'm like, holy fuck, it's another Lavery's. And then me and Aaron were talking, I was like, listen, if you just kept your head down for fucking six Lavery's, that's somebody's fucking 12-week transformation, like. But we kept it good all week. Now, Woodsy's wedding might have been a bit of a slip-up, I dare say, but what can you do? That is a real event, you know? So you got to just go and enjoy yourself. But anyway, I'll go through the week. Here's a thing that I meant to mention last week. We did a live podcast in Derry. I think I forgot to talk about this, but the guys from the Nerve Centre, there's actually a guy I used to go to uni with, and he emailed me and I was like, I recognise that name. And then I phoned him and he didn't mention anything about it. And I was like, ah, it couldn't be him. Maybe it's just a guy with the same name. And then it turned up and it was him. And I was like, hey, bro, we went to uni together. Maybe just be like, oh, what's crack? It's me from uni. And I'd be like, ah, oh, fuck, no way, bro. How you keeping, man? Doing well? Huh? But instead he's just like, yeah, fucking whatever. This is me. And you know Derry people. You can't tell one from the other. Had nine fucking racist jokes in the bank there. But we went up there, did the live podcast. Very weird. It started off, did I talk about this last week? I can't remember. But anyway, I'll talk about it again. Because there was a few details I skipped out. So basically, we did film it, and we do have audio from it. Although I've lost the memory card, which is great. I mean, it probably just fell off the desk, and it's like behind the bin or something. But so we go up there, and they were like, right, okay, we're going to... This thing started off as it was supposed to be like a podcast for like the youths, right? The 16 to fucking 20s or whatever. And it was all about like, oh, can you do a live podcast and tell us about your fucking quote-unquote career and what you've done so far to get from where you were to... which is boring. And then they were like, okay, we'll sell tickets for this. And then they were like, oh, hold on a second, we'll maybe make this over 18s because there's a bar here. And then they were like, all right, we really want people to come in and get chinned and then watch the podcast. So it'll open at fucking 9 and then you go on at 10:30 or some bullshit. And we were like, shit, and they wanted us to do like an hour and a half. And I was like, we're not doing an hour and a half podcast. That's a lot of, if you set out to do an hour or 45 minutes and you end up doing an hour and a half, all the better. But an hour and a half up front with no prep is a bit like fucking hell. and we're going to do some stand up and all that shit. And then we ended up just going, do you know what? Just let them drink and then we'll go on, do the fucking podcast, which we did. We went out and we're like, hey guys, here we are. This is weird as fuck. And a lot of people attending it were like, I don't even know what's happening. What are you doing? Are you just talking shit? And I was like, yep, it'll just be like a podcast, but yous are here. And that's what, kind of what it was. Even though you can't act natural in front of a crowd at all, you kind of have to act up to them a wee bit. But then, because Mark McCartney and Aaron were with me, and he made a video where he was slagging off Richie Remo or something. And someone was like, how's Richie Remo? And then he started talking about that. And then some girl in the crowd was just like, oh, covering her mouth. Oh, shit. And like talking to her mate and all. And we were like, oh, what's happening? Bit of disturbance over here. And she goes, oh, Northernheim, fucking, blah. You know, that Derry accent. And then she was just got to the point where she was like, oh, yeah, my cousin read him. And I was like, oh, fuck, no way. Don't believe you. And all. She goes, no, I'll fucking phone her now. And I was like, oh, class. And then she tried to ring her cousin and be like, is your boyfriend there? Is your boyfriend there? Tell him to leave the room or something. And then McCartney got the phone. He's like, well, Mark McCartney here. Did you ride Richie Remo? And then I, in a bid to try and put it on speakerphone, hung the phone up by accident. But, strange moment. Just on a phone to some girl on a live podcast, like, here, did you ride Richie Remo? I don't even know. I mean, hold on a second. I don't even know what Richie Remo looks like. I should do a podcast with Richie Remo and be like, you know, like that guy in the fucking, oh, for fuck's sake. Steven Crowder, where he's like, I'll just have to be at the desk and be like, country music is shite. Convince me otherwise. Let me see. Do you reckon Remo's his real name or what? Hit the diff. 6 million hits. A what? Richie Remo, country boy. Here we go. What's this about? Oh, this is an ad. Fuck cleaner. Shoes are on. Oh, that's a funny ad. See this play after the ad shit? Here we go. Skeedle deedle deedle deer deer. Where's that, Derry?
Went to the dance on a Saturday night. Best shirt on and my hair just right. Saw a city girl, she was looking at me.
Now, it doesn't matter where you're from. Someone used to do a joke about, like, was it Louis C.K.? He's like, all gay guys sound the same. You know what I mean? He's like, here's a gay guy in New York. Hey, honey, how's it going? And then he's like, here's a gay guy from, like, Alabama. Hey, I'm from Alabama, I'm gay. It's all the same. Country music's kind of similar. I don't know where Richie Remo's from, but he's probably like,
the way she danced so amazingly.
The guy can literally be like, hey, that's right, sir, I'm from fucking whatever, and fuck, I love a bit of country music at all. And then you could go, I'm from goddamn Macrofield. Doesn't matter. Belfast country singer. Oh, I mean, I just fucking love it, so I do. And I'll tell you what, I grabbed my girl and sucked her tits and...
Spent tonight out on the floor. Looked around,
she
was looking at me. Like I've never seen before. Was a little land.
Now I'll tell you what, you find me a good country song video, bro, I will get 3 ribs removed and tongue punch my own anus.
Prettiest girl I've seen in my life. The problem was that I can't dance, but I was afraid that I missed my chance. She took me by the hand and said, let's go.
Party
said to her, no, no.
It's bad, bro.
I'm just a country boy after all.
Oh, they meet up and they go to Richie Remo. And they're both 12. Oh, I think these guys have been cast purely on the fact that they can jive. I'm just a country boy after all. He's just a country boy.
boy after all.
I think it's just a bad pairing, you know what I mean? Like, if you were into jiving and it was a good way to, like, touch a female because you live on a farm and you've only been fisting cows all day, you know...
This place is a sinking...
Maybe it's not a bad place to go and be like... It's not... I mean, if you took the girl away, you just look like someone out of Migos, don't you? You know what I'm saying? It's very visual for the visual viewers. Just change the music. You know, you can. I'm sure you could fucking jive to, like, you know, a bit of dubstep, can you? New video idea.
Mowing, lifting, sewing, bailing, drawing, hauling a bucker, raking, backing, stacking, plowing, crashing, tipping, wrapping, field or
there he is. That's the compass of my fucking field the other day, behind the house. Hey, I've got the old diarrhea box there.
Rocking, spinning, piping, double clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, rigging, wearing, tearing, losing, winning. Oh, hit the dip and break.
Bro.
Wearing, losing, winning.
Not worth.
Sliding, digging, rigging, wearing, tearing, losing, winning.
He looks like he's fucking miming to his own song there, and he just panicked and he just went, losing, Simon, Wayman, Damon. Naming all the Wayans brothers.
Diesel, cotton, trucking,
Marlon Wayne.
Piping, double clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, rigging, wearing, sarin, losing, win.
Oh, hey. Wearing, sarin, bearing, bearing. What are you saying? What's he saying, like? Wearing, sarin, losing, smearing. That's everybody trying to say Maureen's name because it's spelt in Irish. What is it? Wearing, smearing, mirroring, mirroring?
And Sarin, losing, win.
Six million hits, bro.
Digging, rigging, wearing, Sarin, losing, win.
Wearing, Sarin, losing, smearman. Laren, smearing, Jaren, smearing. There's literally snot coming out of my nose. Oh, fuck, that is... That's one of these songs where, like, I know it, like, I've heard it a million times. But then when I hear it, I'm like, what? Wearing, snaring, mirrors, and mirrorman. Incredible.
That she goes all the way.
And it, you know that guy's dick is rarely dry.
They thought that we were quitting. Well, when the sun went down, with a flint from the pipe, we drove a light till the fuel it ran out.
Great, great shot of him just jumping on a bale there.
Oh, give me a yoke with plenty of poke and a cat of easy start. And 1,500 acres.
That didn't rhyme at all, bro.
Easy start, and 1,500 acres, hauling 40 ton of grass. Oh, give me a yoke with plenty of and a can of easy start.
Give me a yoke with plenty of poke and a can of easy start.
And 1,500 acres, hauling 40 ton of grass.
1,500 acres. What?
The can of easy start. Something, 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 fart.
He went, grass.
Ton of grass. I said goodbye before July to the woman in an awful rush. And it was nearly Christmas before I could back in touch. I found a seat, but I had no brakes. Couldn't keep it.
I mean, he can write a country hit, but by fuck, does he have rhythm? No. But do you know what? I can slag him all day, but do you know what I mean? The cunt is just wearing, serwin, losing, swearing all day long. And, you know, there's not much that I can say about him to slag him because he's wearing, serwin, losing, smearing all day. You know, and he turns up to these fucking GAA halls and no doubt dumps load. Wearing, serwin', smearing, blaring. You know, some wee girl that's just like,
I fucking, you're pretty much Justin Bieber to me.
And he's like, well, get in the fucking toilets and we'll get to the wearing, swearing, losing, smlaring.
Get.
Step and pray that she goes.
Get a can easy, start up your
door. And it started roar, always in the air. It was by chance to freeze the nipples I never knew was there. Need some.
What?
To freeze the nipples.
Grease and nipples? Did I miss a bit? Obviously.
Hit the tool to low, and it started to roar. Always in the air. It was by chance to freeze the nipples I never knew was there. Need some sleep and new teeth for digging and dozing in the muck. In case it rains, needing a chain lying in the truck. Climbing, liming, mixing, piping after the field is cut. There's many a gap you won't get at without 6,000 foot. Mowing, lifting, sewing, bailing, drawing, hauling.
I mean, the words just don't even make sense.
Wearing, swearing, losing, blaring.
Well, that's the end of the podcast because I couldn't possibly move on from there because there's not much you can do once we've wearing, swearing, blues and blaring. Oh, twice for you guys listening. Three times. Smashed it three times. You prick. I'll just stay there. Anyway, what else happened?
Wearing, swearing, losing, blaring.
Just made it up. I mean, that's country music. Just making shit up.
Losing, wearing, swearing, blaring, doing, blaring, grease the nipples.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, in other news, we had a Lavery's Comedy Club last week and I didn't perform at it for the first time in about 7 years because I was just like, do you know what? Let me have the night off. You know, it's stressful running a comedy club. I don't know what it is about Lavery's. I need to speak to a goddamn performance psychologist or something. Because it makes me the most nervous out of all gigs and it should be the fucking easiest because I run the fucking club and I can go on whenever I want and say whatever I want. So, I don't know, it's fucking stressful. So, and even when I wasn't on, I was like, oh my God, is this going to be fucking empty because it's freshers and stuff like that. And, but no, it turned out it was great and people went on, did very well. Mickey went on, did very well. We had a guy from Australia, Aidan Jones, whose nickname is Taco because he said his ma went backpacking in Colombia, you know, got up the skite from some random Colombian, you know, knobbed by Scarface, and she got pregnant and came back to Australia, squirted out, you know, a little half Colombian baby. And as obviously Australians, being Australians, are like, you look like a fucking Mexican. I'm going to call you Taco. Which is like so triple racist. You know? What, you're some sort of brown. Yeah, my dad's a Colombian. Yeah, whatever, mate. You fucking Mexican. Because you can say that in places like Australia because they're all racist as fuck. In fact, most places in the world are openly racist and they celebrate it. You know, Australia's the sort of people who are like, is that a boat full of fucking Syrian children? Let them drown. And then they do. You're not getting in Australia, mate. You fucking ISIS cunt. And then they just die in the sea. Oh, well, whatever, mate. As long as you're not in fucking... In my country, which could easily house everyone in the world, who's in the boat? Syrian kids. Let them drown. So yeah, Lavery's was great fun. Came home next day, had Pug Uglies. That was my first like work in progress show for this tour. That's when I took all of the stuff and I packed it together and I rearranged it and I did my set. And I think it was fun enough, but as a comedian trying to do that, it's like, it's very uncomfortable. You know, it's like fucking, the only way I can describe comedy is like, you know, you don't get to practice stuff at home. You don't get to practice stand-up. You have to be in front of a crowd. So you write a bit and you go, I think that's good. And the only thing I can equate it to is, like, if you play the guitar and sang and you wrote the lyrics to a song and then you didn't have a guitar with you and then you just fucking turned up at a thing and you're like, hey guys, I'm going to play my new song today that I wrote. And then someone has your guitar just then and you go, kring, okay, ching. And you start playing and you're just like, I'm just going to make something up that sounds remotely like a song. And if you're not, if you're watching it and you enjoy music, but you're not necessarily a musical person, you go, oh, that was reasonably pleasant. That's what stand-up is when you're trying to do new stuff. You just go up and you're like, I have to pretend that this is a well-constructed joke and then just bluff your way through it. But it went okay. I think people were laughing, I suppose. Speaking of guitars, I want to build a guitar. I've seen this website that, like, you buy the guitar and it's all naked and no paint on it and stuff like that. And then you get to assemble the thing yourself, which I'd very much like because I'm 32 and I started playing the guitar again and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I have way too many guitars that are all shit. I probably could have one good guitar, but instead I have like five guitars and they're all bollocks. Well, they're okay, but like, you know what I mean? You know, one good guitar would do me at the level of shiteness that I am. But yeah, I want to build a guitar, so keep dropping hints to Maureen, like sending her links and stuff. But anyway, went to Pugs the other night, and the girl in Pugs was like, yeah, fuck Lavery's and all, and the Empire, Pugs is the best comedy club. And I went, listen, shut your fucking mouth, all right? You were supposed to start at 9, it started at 9:30. Number one, shite. I went in, I had to turn the music on, because the atmosphere was that of a morgue. So don't talk to me about the best fucking comedy club. Now shout out to Dave, because it is actually quite a good comedy club. But here, watch your fucking P's and Q's. Best comedy club. Have you been to the other ones? Then shut the fuck up. Swearing, leering, losing, blaring. Man, that makes my nuts go inside me. And then Friday night was, of course, culture night. But Maureen is fat and pregnant. So the energy levels are low. Her energy levels have lowered to that of a fat, non-pregnant man. So we stayed at home. And the big field behind us, which is now being scattered with diarrhea. Basically, I heard this, and Maureen's da was in our garden in a Range Rover. Now, which would have meant he went up around the field and right back down through the back and into the garden. And he just thought it would be funny to be like, meh, meh. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck's he doing there? And then he drove the Range Rover up to the top of this big hill. And they just, the old parents-in-law had, cheese and wine and beers and all at the top of this hill. They were like, yeah, we're going to culture show, but the sun's setting nicely and it's warm. And we'll just come up here and have our own culture night. And I was like, isn't that lovely? Lovely. And me and Maureen joined them. And we walked up the very steep hill. And then all of a sudden there was more bats. It was like that bit in fucking, what do you call it? Fear and Loathing. It was literally like, could you see those bats? Not a bit there. But of course, because Maureen walked up the hill a wee bit, probably more exercise than she's done in a long time. She then went to sleep and woke up in the middle of the night with her just going, oh, Colin, oh my God, Colin. And I went, oh, fuck, she's having a baby. And I jumped up. I was like, what? And she goes, I've got a cramp in my foot. And I mean, you know when you wake up, something wakes you up like that and your heart is literally like. So I just very, I mean, this is something weird that I have. If something that happens like that, where she's like real stress, I go like blank, like very stoic and just sort the problem out. Even though I'm very scared, but just jump, just straight up, like split seconds, just up, bang, grabbed her foot, snapped it off, stretched her thing, and she's like screaming her head off. Because, you know, what you would do is you would just roll in your belly and like do like a press up type position or something and like stretch your foot, but she couldn't roll in her belly or move at all. So grabbed that, fixed it. And I was like, yep, there we go. That was I liked that. And I reacted very quickly and without emotion. Just get up, fix the problem. Which isn't me in real life, you know what I mean? If someone was like, if Maureen was like, oh, here, Colin, see if you're using the coffee machine. Could you maybe just put that thing back on because it leaks all over the place? I'd be like, fuck's sake. Fucking, I don't have time to worry about that sort of shit. You know what I mean? I'm a fucking busy creative person. I don't have time. I don't waste my time worrying about shit like that. But when a shit goes down, you know what I mean? I immediately turn into a paramedic. So there you go. Just wearing, swearing, losing, blaring. And, but that was fucking weird just to be weird. Like, especially if you know someone's pregnant and then they wake up and they're just going. Very strange. Very strange. Very strange. Anyway, Culture Night, didn't go to it. And I wonder, was there any comedy in Culture Night? Because Culture Night seems to be a celebration of things that are arty, but, you know, let's face it, pointless. I don't know what's wrong with me, you know what I mean? Went to art college, did a load of shit, probably had my heart broken several times over in the creative world, and now I've come right back full circle to the point where I'm like, see if it's music. It has to be music that's enjoyable to watch live, or comedy that you watch live and it gives you a bit of feedback, it gives you a bit of feeling. See all this indulgent, like, do you want to come watch me do this fucking monologue where I fucking suck my genitalia? You know? 6-cylinder Dyson. Suck my balls. No. Oh no, but it needs fun. If there's art that needs funded, what does that tell you? Man, it's important that, you know, these fucking... No, it's not. Because it doesn't give anything back to the viewer. Oh, I've got a monologue about a guy who's got schizophrenia. He can, you know, he's... Literally, I'd rather go watch Wearing, Swearing, Losing, Blaring. You know? Because at least it's a bit of crack. They're worrying about the survival of this thing because it's not getting funding. Yeah, because nobody wants to pay for it. So it's merde, which is French for bollocks. Okay? So we didn't go to it, but there's no comedy at it. Same with the Belfast Comedy Festival. Hey, it's Belfast Comedy Festival. Belly Laughs. Did you book anyone from Belfast? No, but we've got Rich Hall, you know, to celebrate Belfast comedy. Get someone in there, and what do you know? It failed. Go down to the Ivy Gardens, Vodafone Comedy Festival. You know, sure enough, there are big names, but there are big Irish names, and there are big international names, and then there's every cunt that's ever held a microphone in Dublin. Gets a fucking run out. Anywho, I'm going to have to keep this below an hour. It's 37 minutes. I got 20,000 questions. We got some blinds put in yesterday, and the fella brought his young kid. I don't know what age he was. I was concerned he wasn't in school, but they were installing the blinds, and he's like, oh, he's a big fan of yours, and then we're chatting away, and he was saying about how baby-proof or like child-proof these new blinds are, like, you know, because kids have actually died from putting the fucking cord around their neck, which is like your worst fucking nightmare. But he demonstrated, he's like, you put your neck in that, and he just leaned forward, and it all broke apart. He's like, these are like, they're designed to just fall apart. You can't really, and also the thing is too short, really. Basically, it's strangle proof. And he was demonstrating, and the wee kid was there, who's his son. He goes, yeah, if the kid just hangs there and just falls, and that'll just snap and whatever. And then the wee boy's like, oh, but what if it snaps, and then the child just falls down onto the floor and hurts itself? And I was like, That sounds literally like something, you know, like your granny would say. You know, he's describing it like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that goes around your neck, and if the kid falls and snaps. So my law's like, but sure, don't he fucking fall down and smack his face in the corner of that chair. You'd be safer hanging by your neck, wouldn't you? You'd be safer hanging there by your neck till someone seen you, and then they could help you down and without hurting yourself, and all right? Huh? Great. But, anyway, Saturday came around, and it was Woodsy's wedding, which I'm so embarrassed that I fucking fucked that up. I fucked that up a long time ago, because it was when I think Maureen was pregnant, or we were doing a bunch of shit, and I was trying to organise a tour, And he told us fucking 5 years ago he was getting married on this date. And I ended up booking a gig on that date, which is highly embarrassing. And so anyway, it was the Ardoan Theatre. Went down there. Had a lovely show. Mark McCartney opened for me. Smashed it. I had to go write a set. But they broadcast the noise throughout the fucking building. So I'm like in the green room writing a set. And I can hear him just waves of laughter. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. He probably has a better constructed set than I do at this point. But went down. Had a lovely time. Did some jokes. People laughed. Wrote a callback. Did some stories that I've done before, which I never really had the confidence to fully follow through with. And everything went well. And now I feel good about it. And now I think forward to like the Odyssey, where I'm like, okay. Now, the Odyssey show will be slightly different, you know, content wise and the way the format of it. But there are some things that I do want to chisel up for that show. So chisel up, making up words, wailing, smailing, losing, blailing. Listen, we all do it. But when the Woodsies, basically, there's such a fuck about, like, this made me feel bad, because then I was like, okay, could we have went to fucking Woodsy's wedding? But what we did was, but it would have just been like an impossibly fucking hectic day. So I think we did it the best way we could, which was, the plan was, I'm going to go to Enniskillen and do this gig. As I'm leaving, put a fucking suit on over the sweat, no doubt, and just fucking straight up the fucking Bally Buffet to the hotel. And that was going to be the plan. But then I was just thinking, like, well, Maureen was thinking, I don't think at all. She was like, is it going to be hectic as fuck to try and get from your gig to Bally Buffet, get into a hotel, dump all your shit, check in, change, then go to the thing? Is that going to be like absolutely hectic? So, especially for her, because she's very like, very fucking fat at the minute. No, she's just a bit uncomfortable. And it's like, you get to the point where you have to like channel all your energy into like just a like a 2 hour block, and then you're fucking knackered again. So we ended up driving to Bally Buffet in the daytime. We left at about 2 o'clock, which is after Woodsy's wedding anyways. But I think it went well. After Woodsy's wedding, then we get to the place. We literally throw our bags in, go to the restaurant, eat. I got one of those cock and bull things, you know what I mean? Because I was trying to be fucking lean, mean, 15 greens. So I just had, it's basically a steak and a chicken breast. So there you go. And some veg, no chips or nothing. No chips or peas or onions or nothing. And I just fucking ate that. Went up to the hotel room. Literally, by this stage, I'd been running and everything. I was fucked. And I lay down and fell asleep for about 10 minutes. And then went, okay, I have to go now. And got up, threw my clothes on, got in the car, drove to Enniskillen on the, like, this is how bad the drive was. The drive was literally so bad that I was looking up cars whenever the next day. I was like, I live in the country now, you know, fuck this shit. I have a rear wheel drive estate car. And I was like, nah, I'm getting a fucking, like an Audi fucking all road or something. I was literally looking at different cars. I was like, yeah, fuck this. Getting a big stinking diesel fucking tractor is what I need. We're very high suspended. I was like, fuck this shit. The road was just, you know, there's this roller coaster roads just like this the whole fucking time. Almost to the point where when I stopped and got out at the fucking theater, I was like walking along and I was like, you know, you feel like you just got off a treadmill. I was like, I was so focused on this shit fucking road. Anyway, got in, did the show, got out, and then just straight back in the car, just had to ignore everybody and just fucking, right, see you, bye. Got in the car, straight the whole way back. Got in. Maureen's in her fucking nightie and she's like, oh, I didn't know you'd be back so soon. You should have fucking texted me. And I'm like, obviously be ready. Be ready. You've been here all night. Be ready to leave. Okay. So anyway, threw the suit on, got down to the wedding, and it was like fucking, well, I basically mean Mickey, Aaron, Dave, Paddy McDonald. Well, Aaron Butler was there, but he doesn't drink, so he's just babysitting. He's fucking just Dawn of the Dead shit-faced fellas. Because obviously, if you're on Aaron's social media or anyone's social media, someone thought it would be a good crack to start taking stories. Basically, there's a clip of Chris Jericho, right? Is it Chris? Is his name? Did I just get a wrestler's name right? What a nerd. Rolling, bailing, swearing, squealing. Bubbly. I think there's one clip where he lifts a bit of thing and he goes, a little bit of bubbly. Right?
Ooh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Sorry. Here's a trailer for a movie called Creep Show. Brilliant.
A little less conversation.
A little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Makes me your man.
So everyone's just running around going, a little bit of the bubbly. And now that's a 10 minute video, which I will watch start to finish. Class. But they started going, oh, because obviously there's a load of fucking table wine, like Prosecco or something. All just like, oh, a little bit of the bubbly. And they just started doing it. And then it just got more and more and more out of hand. And Aaron goes, do you do all this shit in your fucking career and try and do all these things? And then, like, you go to one wedding and do something stupid and it gets you more followers than anything you've ever done. And I was in it. I arrived late. I was quite jealous. I was like, oh, you bastards have been at this all day. And, they're just, no, I don't know how they weren't dead. Mickey was showing signs of it, but, you know, that's probably because the real bad fucking liver damage that he's put himself through over the years. So his, you know, he probably gets blocked very, very quickly now. So he's stumbling about with two fucking, just his eyes looking like two piss holes in the snow. And they were just fucked. And then I joined in for one. And it was so funny because they're all blocked. And we're all sitting around. It was like me, Maureen, Dave, Catherine, fucking Butler, everybody. And Aaron's like, all right, so I'm going to fucking, you take this bubbly. And then what I'm going to do is record on the phone. Now, sometimes I don't realize how cuntish I come across. But he goes, I'm going to record on the phone. And when you see the light, all you say a little bit of bubbly and drink it. And I went, hey, Aaron, I get it. And for some reason, that comment flattened the place. You know, because it was very, very rude to him. Which he deserves. I've been watching it on social media all day, you know. Little bit of the bubbly, drink it. You know, I get it. I know what happens. For fuck's sake. And then I drank it. And, I mean, literally, I'd been driving for about 6 hours that day. And I was exhausted. And I basically got to the bar. Got a fucking double Jameson. Down the hatch, bro. Down the hatch. And, a pint of Guinness and a glass of bubbly, and I was fucked. I was like completely caught up straight away. And then Woodsy bought Sambuca, which, I mean, at my wedding, we paid for the drink up front for everybody. We just got beer. Obviously, it was at Maureen's parents' house, but got all the drinks. So people just drank for free, but it just seemed weird to see Woodsy buying shots for everyone at his own fucking wedding. So then I had Sambuca, then I had Smithwick's, then I had more Guinness, and I just had quite the concoction of shite to the point where it was like, right, that's me fucking blocked anyway. Little bit of the bubbly. But yeah, caught on. Everyone was at it. Fucking David Mead was sending in clips. A little bit of the bubbly. Yeah, just everyone was doing this little bit of the bubbly thing. And I know one of the questions in the podcast was like, where did that come from? It literally just came from that Chris Jericho clip of him.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Which, there you go. And next day, had a hangover. And I was eating very well all week. And then Sunday, I didn't even eat that bad. But I just wasn't. You know, we got a big takeaway dinner out of some place, which was like a Sunday dinner. But they do takeaway dinners. Got a big dinner, you know, at some fucking... Add a bit of crisps, add some cereal, add a bit like a dickhead. But then Monday, straight back on it. Yesterday, fucking hell, bro. Eggs, you know, spinach, shit like that. Lot of protein. Just then lean. Texting Aaron, back on it tomorrow. Fuck yeah. You know, I'll do some exercise after this. Fucking right I will. Running. Heavy weights. Tell you what, you got to mix up your workouts, because I was doing a lot of running there for a while, and then I would do some like minimal fucking weights, and then I would do maybe a day where I just did bench or something like that. And then the other day I brought my kettlebells up here of 216s and 124. I should buy another 24. And I did some various things, some snatches, some fucking like an Arnold press type thing with the 216s. It was a bit of an awkward shape. And then some fucking lunges and some goblet squats, or some squats with the two fucking rack things up here. And I'll tell you something, ripped the fucking hole clean out of me. So you gotta mix it up. Now, I saw this clip of this girl who's getting a wild pile of shite, so she's. And her name's Greta Thunberg. And if I read out the bio to her, or for her, 16-year-old climate and environmental activist with Asperger's joined the global climate strikes on September 27th. I think I'm gigging, so sorry about that, Greta. But here she is, just fucking going off on some motherfuckers about the Earth.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
Now, here's the thing. I was going to absolutely lay into what was happening here. But then you read she's got Asperger's and you're like, well, Colin, you can't say anything now, so shut up.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here.
Now, do you know what? In the name of equality, we'll get laid into it in a second.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here.
Yeah, no, go to school.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? This is all wrong.
Watch five of these.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
Someone's like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Motherfucker!
For more than 30 years, the science has been
Let's see. One more.
The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. 50% may be acceptable to you, but those numbers do not include tipping points, most feedback loops, additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution, or the aspects of equity and climate justice. They also rely on my generation sucking hundreds of billions of tons of your CO2 out of the air with technologies that barely exist. So a 50% risk is simply not acceptable to us, we who have to live with the consequences. The popular idea of...
I mean, it sounds like something that's just going to be at the start of a movie, where it's like one of these post-apocalyptic things where, like, you know, they get cans of air. I mean, that's literally Spaceballs, isn't it?
To have a 67% chance of staying below a 1.5 degrees of global temperature rise, the best odds given by the IPCC, the world had 420 gigatons of CO2 left.
Gigatons when I start a band. That's the name.
Met back on January 1st, 2018. Today that figure is already down to less than 350 gigatons. How dare you pretend that this can be sold with just business as usual and some technical solutions? With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years.
I'll be on Mars.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. Thank you. There will not be any solution.
Do you know, the only thing, look at the photos. The only thing that concerns me about this, really, is that she looks exactly like Stephen Merchant. Spot the guy who isn't intelligent enough to even fucking reply to what she just said there. Now, what I am concerned about is the fact that she's 16. If she has Asperger's, you're like, I think it's, I mean, obviously makes brilliant points, but you're like, is that 100% her? Or is someone kind of pushing that? Or, do you know what I mean? Like, is maybe she's from a family that are very fucking eco-friendly. You know, it's just, it seems odd. Like, the fact that she'd be sitting there and she's like, the future generations, meh. And then when she pauses and they clap, she just goes back to like not crying. You're just like, is it a wee bit fucking contrived or something? I mean, maybe you have to just be like, does it really matter what the vehicle is that you're getting this information? Does it matter that it's a fucking 16-year-old wee girl? It just concerns me that, she's got like 4 million people on fucking, on Instagram. Greta Thunberg, No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference. Is that a real book? Yeah, I don't know. Fair play to her. I would need to know more about it. I don't know. I'm just like, how did she get to the point where she's at this fucking climate summit thing? Slabbering at people. There she is with Obama, staring at the floor, looking like Stephen Merchant. Swedish, you say?
The theme of this year's Brilliant Mind conference is flexibility quotient. It's what the organizers call a symphony of big picture thinking. Well, here is some big picture thinking for you. If you regularly fly around the world, eat meat and dairy, and are living a high-carbon lifestyle, that means you have used up countless of people's remaining carbon budgets. Carbon budgets that they will need in their everyday life.
Let me ask you something. How are you getting around all the world to all these things? I mean, that's such a cunt answer to say. If you're regularly flying around the world, going to, fucking climate summits, world summits, to scream at politicians because my dad has ghostwritten all of these speeches. There she is with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ah, it's so strange, isn't it? I'm slightly concerned. I mean, if you're online, she is getting dog's abuse, like, and it's probably not even what she's saying. It's probably more just like, who's a fucking teenager talking shit? I mean, it's probably actually more effective than, you know, some adult fucking hippie walking around being like,
I think this is a disgrace and you're going to use up all the fucking, you know, oxygen. But
maybe it is more powerful coming from a child, but somehow it does seem fucking very dramatic. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It just doesn't seem... There's something odd about it. There's something odd about making a child that famous and sort of... with all these very strong opinions. You're like, I just don't know whether it's 100% her or where it's coming from. But yeah, the world is fucked, sir. I'm currently writing a script for a video about marine litter for Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful. I mean, it is funny because, like... not that I'm overly... I don't think I'm overly environmentally fucking aware or friendly, but some things I see, I'm just like, you need to be killed now. Like, if you can literally drive along a country road and eat a full fucking McDonald's for four people in a car and just fuck it out the window, like it's not just like, ah, yeah, I'm done now. There's something wrong with your brain. You need to be killed. Or the fact that you maybe take fucking a load of beers to the beach and then, oh, I had a great day, and just get up and go home and just leave the fucking, like, 30 bottles of Coors Light on the fucking beach. You need killed. That thing on Vice about the fucking, people were flushing so many, like, baby wipes down the fucking, we'll say wet wipes because, you know, most people using them aren't using them for babies at all. You know, but there's so many of them in the thing, and then it clogs up, and then it backs up, and all this fucking sewage just spills into the river. And there was whatever, like, ridiculous amount of ton of fucking baby wipes just from people wiping their stink. Things like that, it's just like, it's rotten. Or you get those rivers in these shitty countries where, like, you know, the river is just moving down and it's just completely plastic because they're just... I mean, I've been to fucking Southeast Asia. They give you everything in a bag. Like, literally, if you bought fucking four items from a shop in Vietnam, they'd put each item in a bag of its own. And then you buy a coffee, they put it in a bag so you can hang it on your fucking scooter, and all that just gets fucked out somewhere into the sea. It's nuts, like. Maureen said she was watching that Bill Gates thing, and he was talking about a lot of people doing these big water drives and stuff, like, oh, this place needs water, and these fucking third world slums need water. And then he was like, yeah, you can get water, but there's no sanitation, so even if they get a fucking pump, they're just pumping their own shit back into their mouth. Ah, oh, the place is fucked. Do you know what? We slobber a lot about Northern Ireland, and it is the most... fucking mild in every sense of the word place now. Mild weather, mild everything. You know what I mean? It's great. It's a good spot. Who knows what the fuck happens in Brexit? If we get one of those things where Northern Ireland can have like dual citizenship type vibe, it might be one of the fucking best places to be. Who knows? You know, obviously it will pish down in the middle of August and you'll be like, this is depressing, and why is there a man with a diarrhea machine squirting it all over my house? Anyway, let's hit some questions and we'll GTFO the fuck out of here, guys, all right? Cheers for joining me today. I need to go to Belfast to see my boy from Dark Matter. What does that say? Let me see. Yeah, I need to collect the footage from the live podcast because I wanted it to be sent over, but then turns out it's fucking a huge amount of footage. So I have to go collect it, and then I'll sync it up and I'll get it up on the Patreon. So if you want to support this podcast, of course, patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. And I'm going to organise with the people at Shine a bunch of dates for live podcasts next year. And we're doing it in a slightly smaller venue, so that we can do them more often and record them more often to create content for the Patreon. So there you go, guys. We're finally figuring it out a year later. Yes. So soon enough, if I get the fucking Belfast in the next few days, collect that footage and we will get it online on the Patreon exclusively. Now, Maureen sent me pictures of a wedding photographer too, in fact, and she goes, pick which one of these you like, what style you like. And there's a photo of one family, okay, and their newborn baby, and I'm not joking, looks like Kevin Bridges, and I don't want to show it because you don't want to give away the family, but the baby looks like fucking Kevin Bridges. I mean, listen to these drunken concerts. Absolute, like, I mean, just Dave looking and sounding like Brian Blessed there.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Let's hit these questions. Have you heard about a band? Shit. Have you heard the band from Shankill called Veil? They're brilliant. Right, okay, let me see just if I can get this.
Little bit of the bubbly.
This says they're from the United States. Veil. You see, this is the problem now. Because now there's a bunch of bands. Huh? Now there's a bunch of bands called Veil. Fuck's sake. What's this shit? Oh wait, there's a little young guy. Yeah, I don't know if there has to be. Yeah, see what it says there? Great band, they should put their songs on Spotify. Absolutely. Yeah, they see those recorded, just recorded sets like that? No good. Everyone's just sitting there. Now, the fucking, tell you what, the boy's flamboyant, tell you that, for a frontman. Not the sort of band you'd expect to come from the Shankill. What's your thoughts on US vaping situation with regards to the THC pods and the illnesses, deaths associated with them? Well, I think the actual, the concern is with the Juuls. People smoking those fucking Juul things, because the THC pods, I'm sure people fucking smoke them. I have them too, but like, I'm sure if you take one puff every fucking 3 nights, it's not going to kill you. It's more the Juul ones where they're just like, just all fucking day. And everyone's like, oh, it's not as bad as breathing in smoke. And you're like, yeah, but the problem is you breathe in smoke when you can, which is like on a break, outside, whatever. These fucking vapes are just like, someone's just sitting there like all fucking day blowing out clouds of fucking, you know, melted chewing gum or whatever the fuck they've put in it. And that's what's fucking your lungs up. I'm pretty sure if you smoked anything that much all day. Thoughts on vaping deaths? I mean, has there actually been vaping deaths? Imagine you died vaping, you fucking puss. But of course, I mean, they're probably, stop fucking, I mean, probably in a few years, they'll just be like, oh guys, by the way, absolutely, this is the worst fucking idea of all time. On Friday, it was reported there have been 6 vaping related deaths. But you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. You know, I bet you there's like, huh? The fuck is this? I'm sure there's like, no matter what you're talking about, if you were talking about, like, you know, what's a weird fucking drink? You know, like, creme de menthe? I bet someone's like, yeah, there's been 6 creme de menthe related diseases. So people just can't stop fucking drinking it. Today I'm saddened to announce the death of second Kansan from Kansas associated with the outbreak, with this outbreak. The man was over the age of 50 and had underlying health conditions, according to a release. There you go. The first death in Kansas associated with vaping was a woman over the age of 50 who also had underlying health conditions. including two deaths. Kansas has had 9 hospitalizations related to vaping, ranging from 17 to 67. 2 are still in hospital. Working tirelessly with other states and organizations to gather the facts on e-cigarettes and its effect. Well, yeah, I mean, you could be like, there's been 2 Shreddies related deaths because someone at Shreddies who already had fucking clogged arteries and then died. You know what I mean? Utah teen will never touch a vape again after nearly dying when it exploded in her bake. How long did it take you to recover from a little bit of the bubbly? Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how them cunts fucking could stand upright the next day. Dave was up first thing in the morning watching the fucking rugby. What about the rugby? Ireland look good. Stockdale fucking emptying cunts, you know? People are like, Jesus! Like, him like a fucking real dangerous finisher. People see him make a tackle and they're like, Jesus! Jacob! Didn't ask that of you. Being a professional rugby player out there making hits. Fuck's sake. Like when a prop makes a fucking complete pass and they're like, the big man's got hands. And you're like, yeah, he's a fucking professional rugby player. You think he can't fucking string a few passes together? Dickhead. But it was good. You know, everyone did well. Mainly the Ulster guys, which is the most important bit. You know, Ian Henderson just fucking galloping through people. Great stuff to watch. Loved it. So basically the bubbly thing, I was okay. I got up and I was knackered by the time I got there. So I got drunk quickly, but in a short period of time, or as we call it around these parts, a turbo was up. Heard that from Maureen's uncle, near pissed myself. Which is apparently what you do once you have like children and stuff, and you have like a window of like an hour. You're like, yeah, let me have 13 pints in this hour. But so I was okay, I don't know how they weren't poisoned. Like the amount of little bit of the bubblies they were chucking away, and then obviously the wine was done, and then Dave just kept fucking buying bottles of Prosecco, like. And there's not much in it, but you know what I mean? You get 4 cups and you go like, blah, 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 and then everyone necks it and it's done. But I don't know what fucking shape they were in the next day. Because I didn't feel great, like, but fucking hell. Who's your highest rated UK stand-up? Sorry about that fucking feedback there. I'll turn that off. What's your highest rated UK stand-up? Probably someone Scottish, I dare say. If that qualifies as... I don't know. I don't fucking ever watch that sort of shit. Fuck. I don't know. I really don't know. I came home the other night. This is not a UK person, but I came home the other night after Pugs and I'd had too many fucking coffees. And there was no way, because these days when Maureen goes to sleep, because she's so pregnant and she's got 15 pillows around her, I'm sort of like, I don't even want to fucking crawl into bed beside her because it's going to be annoying, let alone sit there on my phone and pissing about. So I just fucking lay down the couch downstairs where I literally ended up falling asleep. But I was like, on the phone, then I put on Jim Gaffigan's new thing on Amazon and Jesus Christ. So goddamn funny. Like, I remember watching it and I was like, this is absolute gold. And then I paused it and it was at 7 minutes and I was just like, I can't believe that he's packed so much into like 7 minutes. And then I went and got cereal. I should probably cut out the cereal too. I've been a fat cunt. Who's your highest rated UK stand-up? Don't know. Billy Connolly. Diaz versus Masvidal. Who you got? Haven't been this excited for a UFC fight in a long time. Oh, Christ. Masvidal, I think. Because they're both hard cunts, but I think Masvidal probably has more power. But then, Nate's fought people with power before and beat the fuck out of him, so I don't know. I would love if Nate Diaz won it. And he'd fucking triangle them and just fucking give everyone the fingers like he did in that other fight.
Fuck yes.
Big Diaz fan. Was always loved the Diaz brothers. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're a legit fight fan and, you know, the whole, and you're from Ireland, and then the whole fucking McGregor thing happened, and everyone's like, yeah, fucking love McGregor. And then the real fight people were like, yeah, but, you know, big fan of Diaz brothers. Because they're, you know, they feel like real fighters. James McSorley. What I... Walkout music for the SSA Arena decided yet. 100 Gyal Dance by M.R. has to be in with a shout. I know, but I'm such a wanker and, you know, think that I'm cooler than a comedian, that I'll want some sort of, like, fucking badass walkout music. Which is absolutely not the way to do it, because it's such a fucking boner killer to walk out to something seriously heavy and then they cut the music and you're like, what's up? Any fucking students in?
Two sexy gyal in the car. 98 at the bar. First time I say 100 gyal, I get 100 gyal, I get my own spot. Two sexy gyal in the car.
It's pure fire, look.
First time I say 100 gyal, I get 100 gyal, I call it them dots.
It is. It's one of those songs where, like, I mean, it's shite, but there's plenty of shite songs get put on, you know, late at night at a fucking party, and everyone goes buck mad. Borrowed his mates.
Well, you may have two lyric. Well, couple of the gyal them feel it. If I'm stepping at the pace, show it mine. Cause you don't know we're living with the 100 digits. Bring the
man. That's fucking fire, Carl. What's your favourite episode of Always Sunny so far? Always Sunny so far? I don't think that's the name of it. Also, please give Mickey that spare GoPro to document his trip shows in Australia. That footage would be golden. Also, why have I to deal out the fucking... The gear? Get that cunt to buy his own camera. What am I, fucking Acorn Productions or whatever? Renting out gear of every cunt? Also, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be golden, you know, because Mickey has absolutely zero desire to do anything of any interest. He would just go and be like, well, woke up, that's me in Australia, take a photo of the thing, smoke a fag in the balcony, back to bed, haul the cock off himself. You know, probably have two or three hangovers during the day, then go to his gig, and then get drunk all night in some real depressing place like a casino. And then just wake up the next day and do the same thing again. And you'd be like, how was Australia? And he'd be like, it wasn't that good. And you're like, so did you walk outside at all? Nah, what's the point? It's warm. Spare GoPro. Fuck that. Come back, just a load of dick pics. Just a warning to advise, I'd say. All future people going to your tour, to your gigs for this tour, tell him to bring tissues, as my eyes were sore from rubbing the tears away with my shirt. Also, the door lady sat beside me. She was fairly old and she didn't even crack a smile whilst I was roaring like a goddamn hippo, which made it even better. Thanks for a great night and a headache from laughing. Good lad, Shane. Good lad. I know, it's so funny. Like, but do you know the thing is? I thought that set was maybe a bit too gross for the older folks, but then I got messages from people who looked like they were in their fucking 60s, like, brilliant show. So, you know, these idols are gross as well. Sinead, Cracker Night, thanks Sinead, thanks for... By the way, fucking Ardo and Theatre, I've played that 3 times in the past and it was so undersold that, like, we had to play the fucking bar, which we, you know, we essentially played the waiting area because it was like, we're not letting 60 people into this fucking giant theatre. And then it was kind of going quite slow tickets-wise. We were on about half the tickets. And then because I was promoting the live podcast and everything was delayed, I only put it up on Facebook. I was like, by the way, I'm playing fucking Enniskillen this Saturday. And then literally overnight, it sold about double the tickets and it was completely sold out in a fucking big theatre, which is amazing. So I had a fucking great time and I can't wait to go back next year because I thought it was one of those places that was just struck off the list of, like, I don't do well down there. But turns out, It's brilliant. And it's actually pretty epic fucking looking theatre once it's filled with people. Do you ever use weed to write jokes? And if so, when did you start? Are there any changes to your writing style when using it? No, I don't really actually fucking write, which is a weird thing to say, but like, I always think that like, right, anytime I'm like, right, I'm going to sit down and write, never works. What I have trained myself to do over the years is just kind of like, you're just like, if you have that sort of stand up brain, you constantly see things. You're like, that's weird, that's weird, that's weird. And if you get in the habit of just noting that down, there's like about 3 or 4 filters I go through. So if I notice it, I'm going to throw up. If I notice a thing, I'll note it, I'll jot it down. And then say I've got like a Lavery's coming up, I'll go into that list and I'll just take a notebook and I'll be like, okay, there's a list of stuff. And then I'll sort of try and expand on those. And then I'll go on stage and I'll talk through those things, which is usually fairly painful. And then for the next time I write a set, I go, okay, I can work that bit in now. I'll throw it in. And then that sort of polishes itself. So it's kind of just like trusting the process now of like, yeah, I notice enough things that I just jot them down. And then eventually I'll get the writing it. And then eventually I'll get to polishing it on stage. And then once I sort out a running order of all these thoughts, then it becomes like a bit. But that's the way I do it. Like my comedy's very, you know, if I have something to say about a thing and I can sum it up in one sentence, that's what I'll do. And then I'll just move on to the next thing. Whereas a lot of people can write big extended bits, whereas mine's just like a fucking belt-fed machine gun. It's just like, once it's out. Seen you in Pug Uglies the other night. Funny as shit. Question is, when you're trying new jokes for the first time, do you just bin it or keep trying with different crowds? Oh, if it goes badly. It depends. I mean, the only things that I don't do now is like, if I have a joke and I'm like, that's a bit edgy, and I go, fuck it, I'll do it. And I do the joke and it's way too rough. I just go, nah, I'm not going to do that again. Even though I used to be like, oh yeah, that got a reaction from the crowd, now I'm just like, nah, I don't think it's worth doing, really. But yeah, there's definitely ones that they always say try it 3 times. So, do you enjoy a little bit of the bubbly? How them lads weren't dead after that wedding, I'll never know. Fucking tell me about it. I woke up with a fucking hangover watching it. Yeah, disaster, like. Did you watch Mark Normand on Joe Rogan? American comedians are usually annoying, but this guy was good. Well, all my favourite comedians are American, Kieran, you bastard. But yeah, Mark Norman's one of those guys where everybody's just like, fucking hell. Oh, so funny. Look him up, Mark Normand, it's like Norman with a D. But he's it's like Jim Gaffigan meets Dave Attell. Brilliant. Mr. Geddes, do you have any tips on starting a local comedy night? I have no experience, but reckon this is the only way to start getting some stage time. And that's from Aldo Rust. Yeah, I have loads of fucking tips on running a comedy club, bro. But guess what? Figure it out. The only tip I would have is, it is absolutely gonna be shite for quite some time, and you just have to fucking deal with it until it gathers up steam, and you have to do it from a place of, I just want to have a good comedy night. How low can you go going through Arbo, spelt wrong? Fuck Arbo, I'm not going there ever. What is your personal limit for comedy? Do you have one? No. Do you ever get, as long as something's funny and it's clever, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Do you ever get shit for not being PC within your comedy? And do you political correctness? Do you think political correctness has gone too far? Yeah, I mean, not that it's gone too far, but it definitely is just fucking stupid. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't even make fucking sense a lot of the time. You know, because these people are like, oh, I'm trying to be all woke and, you know, show my fucking moral superiority. You know, I'm a better person than you. But you act like a cunt somehow, you know what I mean? You're like cuntishly woke. For example, when we were getting shit over the fact that we did a cancer fundraiser and it was all dudes, and someone's like, not a lot of diversity, and I wanted to fucking go to the guy's house and fucking kneecap him. Oh my god. I know you're raising money for someone's friend who's terminally ill, but would it fucking kill you to throw a fanny on that lineup just to fill a quota? Are you gonna go? Obviously not. Then shut your fucking cum hole. Gonna start twisting heads off. Do you know what? The political correctness is going to go so far to the point where everybody is affected by it, and they see how fucking stupid it is when they get, like, you know, a limit put on what they can say. Even when fucking context and all that shit is thrown out the window. And they're going to go, wait a minute, this is fucking stupid. And then it's going to go back to the Wild West where you can say literally anything you want, and it's going to be fucking tremendous. And we're going to go back to the old rules, like survival of the fittest, and people aren't going to be able to fucking turn up the these fucking activist rallies and be like, yeah, I'm an Antifa, and they try and, like, you know, it's a fucking 12-stone girl. That's quite heavy for a girl. It's like a 9-stone girl, you know, with a balaclava on, trying to punch a fucking, you know, like, cop in the face, and he just hits her with a baton. Go back to those days, you know what I mean? The sort of, like, because how many times, that just fucking drives me nuts, like, you seen the guy run over, smack a cop. The cop grabs him, punches him in the face. Like, what are you doing? Runs back to his boyfriend. He hit me. Yeah. Chat shit, get banged. That's the motto. The Dead All Mafia. We're bringing it back. That's the Dead All Mafia. We're all being dead on. Everybody can do whatever they want. Let's just be fucking dead on about it. You know? But people are acting the cunt. And as soon as you do, that's a silence gun. Choo, choo. Shoot your fucking toes off. Nothing too extreme. But yeah, I'm getting worked up here. Fuck's sake. How much money we spent on the bubbly at the wedding? I'll be honest, I didn't spend a lot on the bubbly. In fact, I spent nothing on bubbly. I bought myself a couple of drinks. I bought some others a couple of drinks. But I got away with it quite lightly. I think because I showed up and everyone was steaming. So everyone, like Dave, was just buying all the wine. I was like, all right, bro, knock yourself out. What's the funniest experience while smoking weed? Ah, fuck knows. Will BBG be following in your comedy footsteps? Hey, no one will be fucking following in my comedy footsteps. Eat my fucking ass. I'm the best man at a wedding in England and don't know how to go about writing a speech jokes-wise. Do you have any tips? Just be really, really nice, and then if something's remotely funny, chuck it in. Doesn't have to be funny. Yeah, don't worry about it too much. I want to know the origin of the dildo. Well, there's a vlog on it. You know what I mean? We went and just bought it before a live podcast. We went and bought a fucking dildo. Few of us are coming to see you in January. Haven't been to see you in Lavery's or anything. Have any nights in there between now and January? Yeah, we fucking do Lavery's all the bastard time. Also, let me know where you're from, because I'm probably playing somewhere close to you and come see the tour show too. Why didn't you partake in a little bit of the bubbly? Well, I did a little bit, but I wasn't there until 11 at night, so you do what you can. What would be your dream stand-up line, including dead or alive comedians? Lineup? Well, yeah, if you're just picking your fucking, I don't know, it would just be fucking the usual dickheads, like, you know, Bill Burr's and, you know, Patrice O'Neill's and fucking, you know, Mickey Bartlett's, whatnot. You maintain comedians don't get the girls, but musicians do. Has anyone, well, tell that to McCann. McCann's getting fanny thrown at him like he's fucking Tom Jones. You ever been to Castle Blaney? No. Do you watch Taskmaster? Would you like to be on it? I don't know what Taskmaster is. Because I'm not unemployed. I am unemployed. If you haven't done it yet, please talk about how a little bit of the bubbly came about. Well, I told you that already. Also, I've screenshotted the thing here. Antisocial Club, the streetwear brand, have teamed up with none other than DHL Deliveries. What? That is streetwear gone mental. Like, you're going to walk around in a fucking DHL uniform. Like, what's up, swag? Cock. Do you fancy a game of rugby this weekend? Need a makeshift nine, or do you, or you could play back row if you like. Imagine me at nine, just no passing whatsoever, just pick and run every time. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Catherine Ryan, fuck one, marry one, kill one. Oh, and is that from a girl? No, I don't think so. I mean, the obvious answer would be fuck Catherine Ryan, because she's the most hot one. Marry one, Tina Fey, because she's loaded. And Amy Poehler, killer. Actually, I feel like Tina Fey would be just a nightmare. But Catherine Ryan is attractive. Podcasts are so funny, mate, and I've been waiting to see you live and move to Belfast last week and realised Laverty's is a 2-minute walk, so can't wait for the next show. Question is, funniest moment that has ever been talked about on a podcast or shown on YouTube? By the way, everybody says Laverty's, as if Laverty is a more popular name than Lavery. It's Lavery's. Question, the funniest moment. I mean, I don't think there's anything funnier than the time that I showed Mickey the smell your dick thing. Smell your dick. Oh, come on, my podcast clip has to be. He nearly fucking, I mean, he literally nearly died. How many hits are on that? 5,000? Criminal.
I want you to...
That's criminal. Let me see. If you had to choose between podcast and stand-up, what would it be? Strangely, I would probably say podcasts, because I feel like it has the most longevity. You know? I feel like stand-up is a bit like, at some point you would just get sick of travelling or whatever. But yeah, I would probably pick podcasts, because you can still be funny on a podcast and you can talk to people and you can provide a fucking almost like a service for people and you don't have to leave the house. So yeah, I'll probably do that. There's so many fucking questions here that I'll never get through any of them. So I'm going to call it a day. I've got one more question. Hold on. From our boy Jordan from the Narcats. I wonder, let me see. I used one of their songs in a fucking, probably one of their older songs, but it's one of the songs you listen to and you go, isn't that lovely? How do you rate Steve Coogan, or more so Alan Partridge? Great stuff. Without really thinking about it, it gets quoted a lot. You know, you fucking do something, you go, oh, it's got good action. You know, just wee bits of fucking, Dan, piss off, you big spastic. Things like that in daily chat. Yeah, that's about it, man. There's too many fucking questions, bro. We're going to get out of here. But cheers for listening, you know what I mean? Cheers for everyone who's been... This is great. Use this in a vlog. But yeah, got dates coming up. Go on to shine.net, see all the fucking tour dates. We've got Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester. London one's very nearly sold out. So literally, if there's 14 of you out there, want to buy a ticket. Come to the Late Show in London, you know, we'll squirt all over each other. That's one of those, like... played that at the end of a vlog, you know what I mean? People crying their eyes out. I mean, pure and innocent, guys, like a smoothie. But yeah, we've got the tour coming up. Check out all the UK tour dates. Follow me on Instagram. If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/JohnAboutItPodcast. I'm going to go get that footage and we'll upload the live podcast to the Patreon exclusively just for the Patreons. And you know, we're not looking big fucking big donations. It's basically just if you listen to this more than you listen to fucking any other thing, you know, slide the General Banter podcast $1 a month and that's it. You won't even notice coming out of your bank. And then all the fans do that. And then the next minute, we got all the best mics. We got a fucking studio. We got all that shit. We pay some fucking, you know, audio monkey to do all the fucking work. And the next minute, we got fucking 3 podcasts a week. And that's what we're aiming for, guys. Shout out to the Dead All Mafias. Yeah, second night of the Odyssey's on sale. Because that's what everyone does now. You know what I mean? Next year, wait for everyone's tour. And there'll be fucking 35 comedians playing the SSA Arena. Cool. I might switch it up next year and just do like fucking 50 nights at the Limelight in a row. So there you go. But that's it. Cheers for listening. And I'll play this clip of... someone did send me a clip of a parrot going, "At this night," but I don't know where it is now, so fuck it. Right, and just listen to the words of this for a couple of seconds.
Something's going on, can I smell your dick? Lady like food, cause that ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. Why you coming home?
Loses his shit.
Why you gotta do me like that when I call you?
The radio edit, that must be amazing.
It's just fucking silence. Here we go. There is a bit where a rap verse drops and he explodes.
And I don't give a damn what your homegirl seen. When I was in the club, what the fuck you mean? They ain't got no business hiring me like that. You ain't got no business trying me like that.
Do you know what? That seemed to be like in a time when not a lot of people knew that there was like a lot of sort of video stuff from the podcast. But I'm going to put that up on Instagram today, I think, because that is fucking hysterical. Anyway, take her easy. I'll see you next week. You bastards. See you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.